WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Natalie Migliori. Topping our report this hour, despite the continued pause in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, New Jersey continues to make progress in reaching its vaccination goals. Governor Murphy says over 2.5 million New Jerseyans are fully vaccinated.
We are now well more than halfway to our initial goal of 4.7 million. Folks, by the end of June.
This week, New Jersey has been allocated over 461,000 doses of Pfizer and Moderna combined. Attorney General Gurbir Graywall is directing all prosecutors across New Jersey to waive minimum prison terms for nonviolent drug offenses. Graywall made the announcement today, saying the mandatory terms are outdated. Governor Murphy is trying to strengthen protections for New Jersey sexual assault victims. He signed 7 bills today, which include setting up a 3-year pilot program in the Office of the Attorney General that aims to repair the harm caused by sexual assault. New Jersey is adding another option when it comes to gender on licenses. The Motor Vehicle Commission says individuals can now use an X if they don't want to specify male or female. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week at this time, we are profiling some of the individuals and groups that make the Garden State such a great place to live. The Conserve Wildlife Foundation of New Jersey has worked for 20 years to protect rare species in the Garden State and beyond.
Some efforts have been hugely successful, rehabilitating the bald eagle and peregrine falcon populations, for example. There are other species that need attention, some bats, shorebirds, and amphibians, which have been thinning out. But Executive Director David Wheeler says they all contribute to one of the most biodiverse regions of the country.
It's a pretty interesting dichotomy to have so many people in a small area and yet still have wildlife species either thriving or hanging on, depending on the species.
The nonprofit works closely with the State Division of Fish and Wildlife, biologists from both groups collaborating on field work, habitat restoration, and educating the public about the environment around them. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area. Only at nj1015.com/coronavirus, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
This is Eric Scott.
I'm Dean Alpalamian.
I'm Michael Simons.
I'm Dan Alexander.
I'm Aaron Vogt.
I'm Sergio Bichette.
These are the voices of New Jersey 101.5's news and digital departments. They are people on the streets, on the web, and on the air, all covering Garden State news for you.
I'm Chad Robison.
I'm Jen Ursulo.
I'm David Matthau.
I'm Annette Petriccioni.
I'm Patrick Lab.
From your neighborhood to the State House, they're here bringing you the information you need. Count on New Jersey 101.5, your trusted news source on the air, on our app, and on nj1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 9:03.
Westbound 280 is jammed across the Stickle Bridge because of a right-lane crash at exit 14 in Newark. They're closing the northbound eastern spur of the turnpike, and while they do that, we've got some northbound delays by Newark Airport, especially in the truck lanes. The car lanes seem to be doing better, and there's work on the Parkway South, 143 to 142, northbound 143 to 145, and on Route 7 eastbound in Jersey City, that is all jammed up. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, we're in pretty good shape. The Holland Tunnel set to close at 11. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 918 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 is your vaccination information station. Our news team sorts out fact from fiction and keeps you up to date with the latest vaccine information for the Garden State. Thanks to our sponsor, Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. Here when you need us most, now and always. Stay informed. Online, visit nj1015.com. On your radio and smart speaker, stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5.
We are
your vaccination information station.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather, passing shower, even a stray thundershower early tonight, then turning out clear, low in the mid-40s. Becoming warmer tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, with an afternoon high in the lower 70s. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow night, low in the low and mid-50s. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy and turning breezy. It could be a shower in the morning, more numerous showers, maybe a thunderstorm Wednesday afternoon, high in the mid-60s. Windy, much cooler on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
And we are sitting here right now, with 51 degrees in Middle Township, 55 degrees Montclair, 55 degrees Freehold, fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.